Haley.
I have a 0.081 with her.
I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
She's got a negative correlation, too.
No, it wouldn't have been that if it was backwards. It just seems to me like you guys really disagree. Right? If it was backwards, wouldn't the magnitudes be seen?
What's that?
I'm just asking you questions. Sorry. Wait.
What was the question?
Well, we were looking at Kay Williams and she's got a negative correlation, but it's not, I don't think it's that she switched the numbers.
No, because there are plenty of positive ones.
Yeah, and it would be, the magnitude would be different.
With Vera.
What's negative? See the patient very differently.
Oh, just means it's very different.
Well, it means they don't correlate.
So she hasn't.
That's really bad.
But just mean you two don't see eye to eye. I would hate to see you two in a dark alley together.
Well, no, that was me.
She's being dramatic.
It's not negative with me, I don't think.
Me dramatic? What? So, Anna and Angel, I heard from them both today.
But they're both coming or both not coming?
No, I assume they're coming. They both sent me their Q swords. And... but we might as well get started. Naomi was kind enough to share that there was another typo. Anyone else?
I did notice it. Which I know
it's item 7.
Yeah.
Seeks physical contract with others.
Oh,
no, I told him to redo them. So.
Oh my god.
Look at your paper assignments.
Yeah.
Commas crossed out and added.
Make those revisions, but I didn't think that you needed it another way.
No, I don't.
Okay, so I was going to do it over.
Yeah.
Wait, we have to revive.
No.
Sorry, I did it. That or I'm not.
Question, I know it's kind of off topic. Do we meet next Wednesday?
No.
You're off, so I will not see you for 2 weeks. I know, it's parting is such sweet sorrow.
Wait, the week after we don't meet either?
No, for 2 weeks.
Okay.
That means next week we're off.
Okay.
So I'll see you in 2 weeks.
Alright.
Okay. So just throw away your 7s from the.
I thought I saw another one, and I'll find it.
Oh, you did?
I think. I could be wrong.
No.
Yeah,
just okay. You want to take them back?
Actually,
I'm
sure.
Okay.
Yeah. I just misunderstood it. It's supposed to be is or is in okay.
I could be wrong.
Oh,
there's another title?
Yes.
I was not sure if I just didn't understand
it. You didn't catch it. Item 31.
What's it in?
Shows recognition of the feelings of others in empathic.
Whoa.
Mm. In empathy is what it's supposed to be.
No,
is empathic.
Oh,
yeah.
Is empathic.
Yeah.
That's on. Tor, what's his name?
Huh?
Paul? What's his name?
Patrick?
I ran into Patrick.
Poor Patrick.
And I said, hi. You didn't say hi to me? And then I was like, then I was like, hi, Patrick. And he was like, hi. Oh.
Like, okay. Does he know who you are?
He does know who I am.
Okay. All right.
He's a shy person.
Shy
you know?
Kid.
Yeah. So,
Billy, like, why are you freaking people
that's
out?
That's item 31.
To
everyone, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah, and are adorable.
Yeah, you are. Were we supposed to bring our cards?
No, I'm just exchanging.
Unfortunately, he came up one short, so I need two more, so I'm going to save this. There was a mistake.
61?
It was misspelled 7.
Is it contract?
Yes,
yeah.
Contract.
Yeah.
So I'll get that to you in 2 weeks. We're not meeting next week. Okay. So, and then Sirat just shared with the group that there's a typo in item 31 as well, in which the person is empathic, not in empathic. So we will correct that situation. So, let's see. Let me update you. I have the correlations here. We can take a look. We have the actual item responses, item for item below here, like this. You can look at. We had said that we were going to actually look at the all 45 minutes of the video. We have that, and I want to update you on our two posters. We have two. You did not know that.
Did we only talk about the
one? Maybe. So the one poster has to do with actually what we're coding now. And Julia stepped up to the plate, and she... Woohoo! And she has decided to take this bus on her back and carry it across the finish line. So she has written a first draft, actually two drafts of the abstract that we're working from. And then I made some revisions earlier today, which she has to review, but I think we're in pretty good shape for that. So once we have a final draft and she submits it, we'll send it out to everybody. And then the other abstract is actually the, remember the project we worked on last spring that had to do with mother's utterances and putting the slashes? And remember we had the whole thing, slash, 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 slash. Well, that project was never completed. So it never did get displayed. The poster never did get displayed in Toronto last August. When Abigail sent me the data, cleaned, which means that there were errors in the ID numbers that I was given versus the correct set of ID numbers, and so I didn't know how to match up the data to the correct ID numbers. The ID numbers that I was given needed to be cleaned. In other words, they need to be reconciled with the correct ID numbers. If you don't have ID numbers that match, you can't match data to data correctly. And you can't then conduct statistical analyses on the data. So when I shared that with Abigail, she was going on vacation for a few weeks. And when she came back, she had to work before the semester started. And so it never got completed. So Michelle Fanciullo, whom you all know, except for the first years, Abigail and Fran Dallas met together several weeks ago to iron out most of the difficulties with the ID numbers. And it just requires me now to go over to make sure they're correct with my master list before I can actually integrate the maternal utterances with the rest of the database. Namely, maternal depression, which is what we agreed to examine in relation to the maternal utterances. Once I do those analyses, then we'll have something to write about for the ads, for the poster, and then we can actually resubmit that for August in Denver. So we'll have two posters, not one. So Julie has also stepped up and agreed to be the first author on that poster as well, given the fact that Abigail has abdicated her role as first author. So Julie will also become first author of that. So rest assured that will come to fruition 99% sure this coming year. So you all will have two posters to put, not the other two first years, because you didn't do any work on it. No, I'm just being honest. The Uganda poster. The first one, obviously, you guys will be on it. But you guys will all have two posters to put on your CVs for future reference. So.
Do what? Put it on my resume. What do I put it under? Like,
posters,
you know,
and presentations?
Oh, okay.
Alright,
and the title. Because Dem always told me publications, but I don't know.
It's not a publication, that's a problem. It's a presentation.
Last week, you said, you told me, like, that I would be able to go to Denver, and I, like, talked to my mom about it. She said, oh,
So, are you going? Are you...
Oh, don't we have to talk about this?
Yeah, we do have to talk about it.
And it's still not 100%. Like,
but actually, if she doesn't go, which may be a possibility, I'm actually hoping she doesn't go. I'd like you then, if no one else is willing or able to go, you be the one presenting these two posters. How do you feel about that?
I was nervous last week, and you told me you trained me for it, so it shouldn't be too bad. Not
yeah,
like, not like I'll go in there. Like,
I trained you for it. Absolutely.
Well, then, yeah.
It would be, did we say when it was?
I don't, like, put my name on it yet. Like, I don't know if I can definitely. I mean, like, I would love
Wait
to.
Wait a minute now.
No, I mean, like, I would love to go, and, but I feel like.
But I'd love to go is different from, damn it, I'm going.
No, like, I feel like. It has to be closer. Like, I want to go, but I hope nothing comes into, like, I don't know. Like, I'm not.
You have to make this a priority, Sarah. It's a big deal to present at a conference. What?
Wait, when do I have to let you know, like, an exact answer? Because.
Well, I ideally, I'd like to know by the time that these get accepted. So, you know, I'm assuming that they're going to get accepted. I don't know. When is the deadline is December. December 1st.
Okay, I'll let you know by then.
And when did we? When, did they say when we'll hear back?
I didn't see, but I'm sure it's on there somewhere.
Okay. So, actually, at least 8
p.m. Yeah, can we go?
Yeah, sure. Why not? I can't pay for your. If you think I'm paying, anybody could just go to Denver. No. It doesn't work like that.
I'll pay my own way. It's in August, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I can save up so then. How much is it like tickets to Denver?
I think it's like probably like 200 on round trip, I think. That's if you get it this early.
200? I think it's a little on the light side.
It's going to be a little more than that.
Yeah.
But for like this early? Yeah, it's like 10 months earlier.
I don't know.
I don't think it's that much. Because Florida is only like 300.
I wonder if I could see if you guys end up going, or whoever ends up going. My boyfriend works for Priceline, so he gets really good deals on hotels.
Oh, there you go.
So I can add that up.
So you get the inside job on, you're going to be gaming the system for us.
Well, we're talking about if I'm going to go somewhere else. I don't know if I'm talking about this or not. So,
yeah, she might not be available. So, I can't find it on here. Actually, wouldn't it be under events? Event calendar. Did I find it the last time?
Yeah.
I can look it up.
See, it's like it's 262. I mean, that's only for this month. So.
Oh, your round trip, 262?
For this month, too.
I'm surprised.
Christmas
coming
up,
every
day. I'll look it up.
All right. Just, maybe if I just do the search. I've never been to Colorado. Yeah. You've been there? Okay, so division proposals, December 1st. But it doesn't say when you'll learn. Right here?
Yeah. I don't think it says they probably don't want to commit.
Yeah, I think probably that's correct. But anyway, you know, I wouldn't think they would drag it out beyond March. Mm-hmm. So I would hope that you'd have some firmness. I mean, at least one of you.
Yeah.
At least can tell me.
By March or by...
By March?
Yeah, I'll know by March.
Okay. And
oh,
you
couldn't both go?
Yeah, you could both go.
Just you paying for one.
No,
I'm
not
paying for anyone.
I'm not paying for anybody.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, it's mine.
You know that, right?
Oh, okay.
Did I at any time say that I was going to pay for anybody's airfare?
No. I didn't know. I just assumed. Well,
the wishful
you
thinking.
Said something earlier, so
what did I say earlier?
You're like, how you weren't paying for it, so I didn't know if you were just paying for one person to go. I thought I'll just pay my own way. I didn't know
I knew
anyone.
No, I'm not paying for anybody.
Yeah, no, I didn't know, but it's fine.
It's an honor to go, but I'm unfortunately I'm just not made of money. I wish I were, but
wrong profession.
Right, wrong profession. Maybe in psychiatry, then it'd be a possibility. But no. So.
So that would look good too, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Like lobbying?
Huh?
Like lobbying? Like what would it go under?
Lobbying? Under the presentation.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think of it.
All right.
Whichever way I can.
Absolutely.
Private practice in New York City.
Now I wanted to show you guys something. This is a video that was just sent to me. Now, I apologize for the music. I had nothing to do with the music. I'm very sensitive about music.
Oh, no, the music.
It's horrible. I just wait. That look familiar?
Yes.
Nice. That's it.
It was so worth it.
So so LIU is an approved play therapy center of education, and the national organization, the Association for Play Therapy, decided to include that in their annual video montage of major events this year. So I didn't even know it was in there, and a colleague of mine at the University of Western Connecticut State University contacted me and said it was in there. So I just saw that today. Thought I'd share. So let's look at these. And I put Vera as the... She's not here. She's the... The gold standard, sort of. So, I was just saying you're the gold standard.
I'm not sure. Examining
it. So we had some threes, fives, six, five, fours. Whoops. So, now me 3-6, wow. You and Mike, seeing eye to eye.
Yeah, apparently.
5-4-4-3-3-2. Mike, 3-6-6-3-5-4-3-2. Julia, 5-5-6-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5. Oh, nice. Adama, 6-4-3-5-6-5-5. Anna, 5-4-5-5-6-5-6. This is definitely better than the last group, right?
Yeah.
Angel, 4-3-4-5-5-5-5. Sirat, 4-3-3-5-5-6-5. And Kayleen, these are a little lower, so maybe we should talk about is it's difficult to do it?
But I understand the process. I don't know why I'm doing so poorly. Like, I understand the whole, separating.
Yeah, you know how to do it, but
connecting
the video, what you're watching, to the actual items seems to be more difficult.
Yeah.
So. So, let's hope that that continues to improve, and we'll talk about our responses today. But we had agreed to watch the video in its entirety, right? That was my understanding.
Do we have enough time?
Yeah, that would bring us to six.
Right.
Maybe like half of it.
Yeah,
well,
like the other half should just like.
Until they start playing.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so it's just like
watch the talking part.
I love
that. Me too.
Can you, you close the door? Thanks.
She's ready for a fight.
Huh?
She wants him with the boxing gloves.
Oh. You know, in some ways, let me just stop. I don't know, Vera, you can tell me if this is right or not, but in some ways it's easier to code using this Q sort than the other one, because in the other Q sort, you have to be mindful of both people at all times and how they're interacting with each other. This one, you're just focused on the child. You can forget about the therapist. It's really the child and focusing on the child, right, that, that matters. So it makes it a little bit easier to code.
So
you're going to just block out the therapist and just center on the child, everything the child says and does, and just completely focus on that. Just so far, what impressions do you have?
She likes to be in charge.
She likes to be in charge.
But she also, didn't she also ask, like, what do you want to do?
She, yeah, that was the first question.
She said.
Or what are we going to do today?
The child said that, right?
Yeah.
She said, what do you want to do? So I feel like if she had a plan, if she didn't have a plan, she's like mindful of other people. Like, oh, do you want to do something different? If not, I have something, you know?
Okay. People agree with that?
She knew what they were gonna do. I feel like I agree with what you're saying based on what comes later in the session. But
yeah.
I wouldn't put it there. Is what I is my two cents.
Anybody else?
I just feel like she's just kind of
not really being bossy, but at first it's kind of coming off. Basically, like, she's kind of telling her what they want to do. I feel like it was a backup plan, like, in case we had nothing to do, but I already had nothing planned. She was probably just asking her, like, okay, do you have a plan? Okay, you don't? So I have a plan. I don't know.
Okay.
I just think she had a little attitude when she was saying, yes, I do.
Also, the therapist asked a question, and the patient didn't respond.
Well, what did she say?
She said,
it was hard to hear.
Do you have a plan or something? And the child didn't respond.
I think the child responded, or I don't remember.
Yeah, she responded. She responded to that.
Yeah,
what
is
she
right
respond to?
Didn't respond. And what happens if you're asked a question and you don't answer? What's going on there? Someone asks you a question. So ask me a question.
How are you today?
It's a little standoffish.
It's standoffish. It's a little bit hostile and sadistic, right? A little bit.
I think she was just like really busy and putting everything together.
Not like
I know. I think don't make excuses for her.
No. I'm just saying like it looked like she was like really into like getting everything. I thought she was gonna explain what she was doing.
What do you think?
She's preoccupied. She's not even thinking about it.
So you think it was completely innocent?
She said, what is this? Like, what does that question mean? What does that mean? What is she talking about?
Yeah, like, what did she
say? What is this?
Like, what are you doing?
Anything.
What is this?
She's not even looking at her. Like, the child's not even looking at her. And
okay.
She's asking her a question.
All right, I agree with you.
She was looking at you and asking, what is this?
Right.
What's different?
I agree with you, but when you go through a video like this, if something like this happens at the beginning, make a mental note and look for other evidence that might confirm or disconfirm the hypothesis that she's a little bit standoffish or hostile.
I thought that
she was just like, she wanted to get everything together before she explained. It's not like she ignored the question. She tells her, like, right now. Like, right now she's going to say what they're going to, like, what she wants to do. But I think she just wanted to get everything set up before, like,
okay.
She explained it. Like, she didn't want to keep going back and forth and talking.
Now, if something like this happened 3 or 4 times...
Then
okay.
I thought she picks and chooses when she wants to respond. Because, like,
oh,
at times she'll respond, and at times she'll just ignore it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she just...
So,
she's not,
I mean, if I did that to you, how would you feel?
I mean, I would feel a little annoyed, but it's just, I don't like when people pick and choose. It's just, like, I'm asking
so she's a little provocative. That's all I'm saying. Standoffish,
I
provocative.
Like, I feel like that also might come with age, but... No.
That too.
There are only certain cards that you take age into account, and they're marked that way.
She's 10.
She's
10 on this video. So
she?
No. She says it. Yeah, she says
okay.
I'm 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It was hard for me to hear her sometimes.
Okay. Let's continue.
Did you download the Dropbox or did you download the Dropbox?
That's not the
one. Yeah, actually. It might be clearer to hear if you actually download it, but then if you do that,
you
be sure you delete it.
Yeah, because apparently if you throw it in the trash, that doesn't delete it.
Okay.
You have to empty the trash. No, you have to shred it. Apparently, like, the trash isn't good enough.
How do you shred?
You have to download, like, something that shreds it. Mm-hmm.
Life just got hard.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't even know about that. So.
Yeah, apparently Mark was telling the... Or Danielle told us that Mark told them the 3rd years that.
When we say Danielle, I don't know which Danielle we're talking about.
I would never
put Francois?
Okay.
No, not yet.
So where's it going?
Apparently,
after you empty your trash.
So you don't have to empty it, it doesn't go into the trash when you shred it. You just, like, I don't know.
You want to look into that for us? Or?
Sure.
Thanks. Because I don't know anything about it.
Okay.
I'm going to let you find out. There's something a little provocative about that.
Why don't you sit down?
There's a lot going on here.
Yeah, she seems very aggressive.
I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it.
You said aggressive?
Yeah.
You?
Yeah.
Tell me more about that.
Well, at first thought she was aggressive when she threw down her boxing gloves. So she threw it down, she's like walking around, she's throwing things down, she's like kind of like stomping. I don't know, it just seems like she's a little erratic right now for some reason.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else feel that way?
I didn't look over at him. I would have, like, I rated
I don't know that, I don't, sorry. I don't know if the therapist was really totally ready for that catch.
I don't think so either.
Yeah.
But still, like, it was a sudden thing. It was almost like a test.
Yeah.
I rated her like a 3 on aggression. And while I was doing that, I was like, I feel like I could be putting this higher. Just because, like, I feel like, you know, it does say on the card both, like, verbally and physically. But, like, I was thinking of, like, she's not really physically aggressive, you know. But she punched someone?
Yeah,
she punched the girl. She
came
out.
Oh, yeah,
I
forgot about that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No.
Forgot about that part. Now, where would you
but
put that?
I would have liked probably to put the aggression. Probably, I guess, more in a 6 range.
How about 7?
There were other sort of items that also got at that I rated very high.
You know what it was? Like, a lot of the times I didn't see aggression too, like when all the times that her, like, someone would push her, she would just ignore it. Like, that I felt was, like, pretty mature that she was like, okay, I'm not going to be aggressive here. You know, like, well, she said, like, people would push her and they would say things and she didn't do anything about it. So I thought that was like, okay, well, maybe that aggressive. Mm-hmm.
But she punched a girl in the store.
Oh, but then she then
there is
she
that.
Then she qualified.
Yeah.
I was like,
I didn't punch her.
Yeah, I was just like moving her out. Yeah.
With my fist.
Anyway, no, it's just interesting to like think about in retrospect too.
And she's only 10?
She's only 10. There's, she goes on and talks about this for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
It's so interesting how that was the college part.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
College.
So a lot of this conversation would have to do with the items having to do with, you know, developmental maturity and, you know, looking forward to development versus wanting to be a baby. And obviously, at least what she's saying is that she wants to grow up. She wants to get older and experience adult, developmental milestones, right?
Would this also be somewhere where you would say she's being more feminine?
Yeah, I would think so. She's not saying, oh, periods are yucky, I don't want that.
Right.
She seems to be...
Like that would still be a feminine.
Oh, yeah. Right. Right, okay. Point well taken.
She's like, I don't know how to respond to that.
Yeah. What did she say?
I got new sneakers for my birthday. She's so concrete. It's like everything we were learning about the developmental stages. Mm-hmm. She gets it.
Okay, so that's, she ticks off another item, right? So at least here she's also reflecting some kind of self-confidence,
yeah.
Right? Possibly boasting, but there's a lot of self-confidence, right?
I wanted to know, should I mention this later?
Oh, go ahead.
Question on 34, like restless and fidgety. Like, I feel like we never discussed that, like, here. I wanted to know, like, we put that high, right? Like, she can never, like, sit at a place.
Well,
I was just going to
In relation to the other items, do you think that's a really important item?
Yeah, no, not really. But I don't know.
Where'd you put it?
I put it in seven.
So you're saying that's characteristic of this session.
Yeah.
So it's more characteristic than most of the other items in the deck.
I feel like she's at nine. She's always moving. Like, I never see her just sitting down still.
Well, actually, I agree with that.
I saw her.
Yeah.
I think I put it in the middle somewhere.
You put a nine too?
No, I feel like she's always moving around her arms and legs and her feet and always. Like, she can never.
I think that's one of the main things I remember about her when I think about it. Sort of. Like, she's always moving.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, I thought about it the last video too, but then I didn't want to mark it. I didn't think anyone else to mark it, but she was like playing with the putty, so that's why I was like, she'll stop. And then
she's like, she's just playing a game, like her feet or legs.
But compared to all the other items, that is one of the five most important, most characteristic items in this entire session.
It's not an eight, but yeah, I think it's probably
one of the top 25.
It says a lot about her, I think.
Okay.
Interesting.
You put it in the middle.
I think I put it at like either a 5 or a 6, probably a 6, because I noticed she is very fidgety. But for me at least, there's
like so many other things that are so much more important. It's like, yeah, she's fidgety, but like other things that I would say a lot more, I feel like, about her personality and about how she thinks.
So clear.
I would just put, just have more salience to me.
But when we think restless and fidgety, I would think more like, like that with your legs, or I don't know.
Yeah, think of like an ADHD kid.
Yeah, I don't know.
You have to peel off the ceiling, you know? That would be. but I can appreciate that. But in relation to all the other items, people still tend to think that this would be in the top 13 items.
I put it in top 25.
So that would be, so 7 would be okay too.
Yeah. I could,
because it's characteristic of her. It's not like not characteristic or in the middle. She is fidgety. She is.
Yeah.
Restless.
Yeah,
definitely
put it up.
I put it at three.
No, three wouldn't be accurate. Yeah. I don't think.
That would be saying that it's not really characteristic.
Yeah.
Because I didn't think she was
restless. No, like, look at her. She's all weak.
She is moving a lot.
Like, sometimes she has, like, her arms up here and her legs down here. Like, she's
always
weak.
She's always, like,
shaking.
I thought that was, like, more tomboyish.
Yeah. I don't know.
Because, like, she doesn't sit
That's
in her
a different
chair.
Item.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like, she doesn't sit in her chair straight. I don't know. I'm just thinking back to my own life.
That's like a
the sort of like thing that we'll get at.
Absolutely. This is why we're meeting.
Yeah.
So this is a fidgety kid. So I could see a 7 or an 8. A 9 is stretching it, but not a 3. So Anna, where'd you put it?
7.
Okay. And you put it at 9?
I'll go down to 7.
Oh.
Because I don't think it's top 5.
Go 8.
8? Okay.
Yeah.
Alright. So you got that?
Yeah.
I have mine in 6. What do you feel about that?
If you go up to 7?
I can
you
go
up
to
7.
I mean I have to look at how they do all the other things.
Vera
was a 4.
I don't know about 7
because I believe
she is
actually
moving
a lot.
Seven. Never mind, I put it in 7.
There you go.
It's one of her characteristics you need. Which draw attention.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened here.
There's just probably more things that were more important.
Right, I'll punish you after the meeting.
Wow.
All right.
We all know the research on punishment.
It doesn't last long.
She's playing with funny testament to like her anxiety too.
Yeah.
It's like a side question. Does that like happen a lot?
Yeah, and it's just
comes in twice
at all.
Through it.
Yeah.
And
it really shouldn't happen. Right?
When she stays.
Don't do that next year.
I would never.
Can you ask them to leave?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought she was going to show.
But this is like, that'd be like you asking Julia to leave. I mean, it's uncomfortable.
You can ask me to leave.
Okay. But you have to consider the patient.
Absolutely. The patient comes first, always.
And it's on tape.
She heard it.
Let me get her.
She knows she's not supposed to be doing that.
Yeah. Because she leaves, but comes in again.
You know, she seems not to even really care.
Yeah.
She's in there. It's strange.
You know what I think it is? Because I think she's saying something, like, nice, and she's just like, when I come here, too, like, I'm saying something nice about someone.
Yeah.
You know, she's not,
she's talking about people with mental challenges.
But
she was
saying how she's helping them.
Oh, that's what she was saying.
Yeah.
But at first, she was saying how some of them were nasty, though.
So friendly,
yeah.
Peer relationships.
Is it protective of
yeah,
others?
I put protective of
yeah,
others.
Yeah,
but she goes on and talks about
absolutely,
it a lot.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Like other kids,
but really
like empathetic and able to other people's feelings.
Yes.
Thank you. Boys and girls.
Yeah, this is why I wear dresses too.
Yeah.
She's just like slim.
She's just trying to get it out.
No, even cleaning up, she does it too.
Well, she doesn't want to clean up.
Yeah.
So again, there's some hostility and provocation.
And when she does clean, it takes her like an hour. Like she makes it there for some week.
So she doesn't want the session to end.
She doesn't.
No,
want
she doesn't.
And then she was trying to play it towards the end. She was like,
please, it's sad, I feel like, at the end. Go away.
Right?
What are you doing?
And she doesn't close the door.
Yeah. I feel like the child takes the cue from, like, her therapist.
Yeah,
though, because the therapist doesn't, like,
make right.
And I think that's helpful.
Yeah. Social referencing.
Yeah.
Question when you pause it.
Okay.
Okay, so you know the one basically when it says they show I guess dislike for someone, but it's not, it's like how you say it, directness, like
mm-hmm.
I don't know
which one it was.
Oh, I remember that.
Like,
and then you express your negative feelings.
It's like how you say, it's not like if I say I hate you, it's like I hate you. So with this right here,
yeah.
She basically expresses her negative feelings 18, but I didn't know where to place it because I don't know how the situation played out, you know, like I don't know how she said it, like when she's expressing all these, like, oh, I don't like that you're putting on this guy. But she's saying that she's standing up for all these people.
Yeah.
Right? So, maybe the only first kids are being openly, but it's the directness of it. Directness of it. So, where would I place that?
She's being direct, right?
Is she being direct to the therapist?
She's being direct to the therapist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is all we can tell. So, but I think
she
it's not, I hate you, it's, I hate you, you know? So I don't know.
Well, you
she's
wouldn't
like,
be.
What?
I don't know, that's
that example is could be
in
the movie. What is that reference?
She's referencing the way I described it last week. I don't know if you remember that,
mm-hmm.
But you know, she doesn't say that to the therapist. I hate you. That's how I talk to them. I hate you.
Yeah.
She's not doing that. So you automatically wouldn't put in a 9.
I wouldn't.
Would not.
So where would I put it?
I put it in 7. Is it too high?
7.
Is that too high?
I don't know. How often does she do it? Once.
I'm not really.
Well, I mean, she just says she stands up for people a lot. Even the friends she had a problem with before, she stood up for her. She would make her feel better.
Stand up for people.
Yeah, she's always standing up for someone. So that's
why
it's
good for
the protective one.
Like,
yeah, put protective, but
yeah.
The whole expressing negative feelings, I didn't really know where to put
it. Yeah, no, I don't know. I'm not really.
Well, she is expressing negative feelings, right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
How about 7?
But is that the frequency on the mouth?
8? 7? Where else?
I don't remember
18.
Where I put it. So does peers consider the therapist as well?
That's a common language when you say.
No, a therapist is not a peer.
So that's
my concern
is that she's expressing her negative feelings to the therapist, but is she expressing.
But she's talking about her what she did with peers.
Is she saying she was expressing her negative feelings?
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Defending is different than negative feelings. So that's what I'm trying to distinguish. There's another card that's a stand up for.
Yeah.
Protective of. But is negative feelings like standing up for?
Well, she did say, like, at one part,
I don't
know, her friend was cursing, she would say, I told her I don't like that.
So that's why I'm like,
how do I?
Okay, no,
that's what I'm like. I don't know where to put it
because
I don't know how she said it.
Like, I don't
like that. She's
right.
Just mad nonchalant about it.
I think
as long as she says it, it's okay.
4 is probably too low.
Yeah.
But
I
6
know.
Would make sense to me, and 7 would make sense to me. I think
okay.
8 and 9,
yeah,
or 2 8s might be too high.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
yeah,
we're not.
The,
We're just going off that you express a negative feeling. Ignore the I hate you thing.
That was just an example I made last week. I'm sorry I said that.
That's what I'm making a four.
I was because I had it high.
No, it's okay. If there's a verbal expression of it, it's not that
I was trying to demonstrate it, what a 9 would look like.
Oh, okay. All right.
That was what I did last week as an example of a 9. I hate you!
Yeah, okay.
Right? But she didn't do that.
No. Wait, would that really change it? Like, based on the outcome?
Like, if you were like,
yeah.
I hate you, that's also still very direct.
But it would, because see, read what it says underneath. Frequency or amount of negative feeling is not an issue. This item is concerned with directness of expression.
Okay.
I mean, that's as direct as you can get.
Right.
Okay.
That's true.
Okay.
And I guess this comes a little weird in like a minute or two, but I'm talking about 100.
In a minute or two, so let's play it.
Yeah, like it's so like.
Oh yeah, that one was. I think that's fine. I put an IO, I think.
I wasn't sure if that's an IO.
Interesting. Do you remember what the question was? The question was, how does it feel to be the new kid? And this is the answer.
Yeah, like she'll start answering her questions and then she'll just go off into her own thing. Like she does that a lot.
Now, isn't one of the items tangential?
I'm sorry, what?
Thank you.
No?
I don't think that word comes up.
Alright, I'm thinking about the CP.
Yeah.
she never
I'm mixing up the two swords.
She doesn't talk about herself. There was this one time, towards later, when...
Well, she says she's the tallest kid in her class.
Sometimes, like, never about her feelings about...
Yeah, about her feelings.
No, like, I know towards later, when, right before they start playing Granny, they start playing because she completely ignored the question.
Yeah,
that's exactly why they started playing. She refused.
See, now, if you're the therapist, this is just trade secret. If you're the therapist, you would point that out to the child. You would say, I noticed that when we start talking about your feelings, you change the subject or you shift to
so
do something else.
But
she does sometimes.
She does
sometimes.
Occasionally.
But she could have said it then.
She
wants to,
like, she'll ask questions, but she doesn't really get down to it. Like,
she never answers it. She just ignores it.
Right, so so what you would say is that therapist, you're ignoring me right now. I think because what I'm asking is uncomfortable for you to do. This therapist doesn't say that.
So I don't know. I don't know. So, like, she did it one time here, and she did it another time in the other video. Like, when she's like really done, she'll just be like, I don't know, and then it'll be like the next thing.
I think something that's interesting is, like, even though she's not answering the question directly, like, how does it feel to be a new kid? I think she is, you know, in the best way that she can. How, like, describing this other girl who was new and they called her ugly and they were making fun of her, which, like, makes me think that she might have been trying to describe her experience, but was having a lot of trouble with that, so sort of projected it onto someone else. I obviously don't know, but I feel like a lot of the time when she dodges questions, she like still sort of finds a way to answer it. It's just like so, you know, like roundabout, but she's so uncomfortable with talking about how she feels.
Mm-hmm. That captured in an item.
It's contradictory because if there's a card that says like expresses thoughts, feelings, and products, on the one hand, yes, she does express a lot of thoughts. Does she express a lot of feelings though? No.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to place that one.
It's weird because she talks a lot.
So actually, for that item, you probably put it in the higher range. You put it in the higher range.
Which one?
The item that she's talking about. It's one of the first ones.
Yeah.
Based on eight.
Eight.
I put it there. I don't
know.
Oh, no, we all
rated it
fairly
well.
Yeah, I put mine at the four.
We all rated
it
there
because we were interpreting it.
Is that, well, that's what you did, Naomi. Did everyone else do it that way? One. Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
1-2-1. Mike and Vera.
The only one who said it higher.
And Anna.
Yeah, but one.
There was a seven.
But then on the other hand, we've got Angel and Kayleen.
Oh, because I saw three. Like, I don't know. I feel like she, like, talks a lot, not about her feelings, but she's always, like, telling people like a lot of stories and sharing her experiences. That's kind of why I'm here.
Wait, where did I put
no,
it?
No, but see,
you put it
high, which means you think she tends to keep her thoughts, feelings, or products to self.
I mean, she doesn't talk. She doesn't share her products. She doesn't show her feelings.
Wait, yeah.
What?
Tends to keep it to herself.
Oh.
Sorry. If she tends to keep it to herself, if we rate it low, she's sharing it.
Right. You get that, Kayleen?
Wait,
so you're actually saying that she keeps a lot in.
Yeah.
Unless you want to change your answer.
But aren't we kind of talking about that she does keep it in?
She keeps her feelings in, but she shares her thoughts and her products, whatever that means.
I guess I would put them in the middle.
I think because there's an imbalance. In the French, you say décalage. It's a Piagetian term. It would balance out to a middle pile, actually. So I would think that...
Is that fair, though?
Really?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
So, because that means that you're neutral, and it's certainly not any...
But, you know, if you really can't... If it is contradictory, where else are you going to put it? She doesn't share her feelings.
But she shares a lot of thoughts.
Right. So they cancel each other out. Let's see, what's the common language? Q says.
She likes to keep, or he or she
likes
to keep their
thoughts and feelings. So they take out the word products. So.
Can we talk about 100?
Wait, we're not done with this yet.
Oh, okay.
So.
Yeah.
Huh?
I have a big list of items that we were pretty discrepant on, so.
Well, does everybody, can we agree that when there's really discrepant views on the same item with thoughts and feelings, she shares a lot of thoughts, not much feelings at all, you take the average and you're in kind of in the middle. Okay?
Now, if you say had products as like a tipping point and she were to make like a lot of play stuff.
Yeah.
Be
then you move maybe into
a bit more
four or three.
Right.
Yeah. She didn't really make anything, right? She was just playing with the.
In this one she was just doing the putty. In another one she was making that. Remember she hid it behind the house and she made
this one. Right. That's a different session.
Right. No, I know. But I'm just asking.
All right, so let's go to 100, and then we'll go to Mike's. 100 is easily victimized by other children, tends to be treated as a scapegoat.
Yeah.
I think that high.
that.
You think she's easily victimized?
She talks about being bullied a lot, and then the bullying sounds pretty severe to me.
Yeah, but she seems so okay with it, so I don't know.
It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter whether she's okay with it or not.
No, but like, and also it seems like she also has a lot of friends, which
yeah.
I don't know.
That's a different. That's a different item.
Yeah. No, but like, but I wouldn't say. I don't know. Like, I can't say easily.
What's 100? The easily victimized.
Because I don't think it's easily victimized. I just.
So we have. Who's no? There's Naomi, right? And who's
that's
8?
Me.
Julia. You guys are the outliers.
I still think the bullying is a big part of this session.
You know, I definitely agree that it's up there.
And Mike, why did you put it only in 6?
I didn't want you to scapegoat. Because he thought there were other more important
things. Yeah, I mean, I think I originally had it in the, you know, the characteristic file, but it just ended up in 6, but, I don't know. I can't remember. Sorry. I can't really.
And Kayleen, you put it as a 1.
Yeah. I was like, I know this is wrong, and I think this is what I've been doing. Kind of looking at all the tapes as a whole, thinking, like, when she don't start having all these friends and stuff. Like,
all the, you mean all the videos?
Yeah.
No, you're just supposed to rate only the video in front of you.
Like, my scores are
try to forget all the previous videos.
Like Julie said,
it is hard to do.
I
agree.
She does mention getting bullied a lot, so that would be the
thing. How many instances were there that she...
They spill the milk on her.
They
push
her
around.
But they push her other friends too. Like, I feel like it's like a battle between.
Yeah, I thought it was.
It is, but it doesn't take away from the person that bullies. Because there are different items that go for the other side as well.
Yeah.
We're just evaluating this item on its own merits.
So it doesn't matter if
not in relation to
him. So it doesn't matter that she's okay with it, like she seems.
It doesn't say, but is okay with it.
I don't think she's okay with it, but it does not matter.
But it doesn't negate the fact that she also has a lot of friends that she likes.
Yeah, you can be bullied all the time and still have lots of friends.
Yeah. So you think 6 would be too low?
Because I just thought, like, since it's like that one person,
I think it's too low.
I would think, like,
I
like
that's
a whole group.
That's why
I'm
cool,
but I guess.
Yeah,
she mentions that one.
7?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think 7 sounds about right.
What about, I think it's an imbalance. That's why I put it in 5.
Yeah.
You think what?
But, like, you were just saying, it was like an imbalance. That's why I put it in 5.
No, I was referring to item 8.
Yeah, I know, but I'm talking about this, the same idea, the same thing that I used for another 100.
I don't know, because I feel like she fights. Like, I don't feel like she.
You understand what I'm saying?
No, see, in item 8, there are 2 different words in there that are supposed to be rated together, but they cancel each other out. There are no 2 different words in this item that cancel each other out.
But she's neither a victim nor.
She is a victim.
She is.
We just heard 3 examples from Julia.
I'm trying to ask him
about it. Oh.
I feel like sometimes she was, but then other times she wasn't, because she pushed that girl out the back, like she took care of herself.
You can beat the crap out of somebody and still be bullied and victimized.
Because
both things can happen simultaneously.
That's true. Yeah. I think this one is kind of important to see how, like, not how she takes it, but how she's treated.
Yeah. But we only have what she tells us. That's all we have to go on.
No, I know, but like she's saying, like, they've done, you know, the milk and, like, pushing her around, so I would change it.
Yeah, like a 7.
Yeah.
All right. Mike, you had some, you should only have a couple of minutes.
Which one I think is important. Go ahead. 3, 9, 10, 11, yeah, 94.
94.
All right, so let's do 94. Tends to be sulky and whiny. Now, I didn't see.
I rated her 1 for that, but now we rated her 7 for that.
No, I rated her 6.
Yeah, I rated her 7.
Oh, sorry. That's I missed you guys, but now we rated her 6 for that.
What number?
94?
Yeah, so I don't know if I would do that as much. I remember why I did it, but.
2, 6, 7, 1, 3, 5, 1, 2, 4. They're pretty much the whole gamut there, from 1 to 7. So who's 7 and who's 1?
I'm 1.
I was 7.
You 2 fight it out.
I don't she's sulking in it the whole time. She seems like a perfectly cheerful, happy kid the whole time.
What?
I don't think she's really feeling that way. Like, but, like, to me, she does not seem sulky. Like, when is she sulking?
I don't think she's whiny at all.
I just thought she's definitely not cheerful.
I think she's thinking like a trooper.
Okay, you cheerfulness.
No, I know that. I just meant in this.
Do you see any sulkiness or whininess?
There were two instances. One was whining in terms of she and the therapist were playing a game.
Mm-hmm. Cranium.
The reason why I'm rethinking this now is because it's probably not whining. It's probably more like annoyance. But she was having a hard time. Like this, the girl needed to come up with answers, and the therapist was taking a time to give the prompts, and she was like, come on, like, she was getting kind of annoyed in that one.
That's not whining
or
so.
I put that as rapid tempo. No, you know, like, moves quickly. I don't know.
Sulky means like pouting, like silent treatment.
No, I know.
Now that I think about it, the only time she sulks is at the end of the session when she doesn't want to.
I didn't think she was sulky.
Yeah,
but
she did kind of whine.
I thought she was a little whiny.
Okay, so that then rules out a one.
Yeah.
But.
No, I put it too high.
Yeah. Who put it a one?
I did.
That was you. I wouldn't say
I
a one.
Consider, now that I'm thinking about the part where she's like sulking when she has to leave.
I agree with that, but I don't think that would be like my three.
Yeah, no. I'd say two or three.
Yeah.
Two or three. So, who's the winner here?
Vera.
Vera
and someone.
Who's three?
Me.
Adama, Vera, Adama, and who is?
Me.
Sarah.
No, I have five too.
Huh?
No, we're in the lower pile.
Two.
We're saying two or three is where number 94 should go. Huh?
The judgmental thing. That was all.
Yeah, like, I didn't know. It's like, it seemed like,
right. I don't know. But we can talk about next week.
All right, so we have a choice to make here. Either we can view another video and do another Q sort and see how we do with that, or we talk about this one again next week. You want to continue to work on this? All right, so let's do that. So review the video again for next week. I won't ask you to Q-sort it again, but just review. Please review the video for next week's discussion, okay? Or 2 weeks, 2 weeks.
That long?
Oh,
right.
Should
we have another video?
No, I tend to agree with my grad students on this one that we can milk more out of this particular video.
Because I think it's helpful.
Is
this
thing
helpful
for
anyone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, it's
so stupid. So, I mean, if you can be like Mike, to borrow from an old commercial, be like Mike and identify specific items that you want to review with the group for 2 weeks. Please do that, okay? That'll take some time. All right? So everybody should come up with your own list of items to review. Yes. Actually, Vera, is this your last?
Yes, I love to say.
This is it.
What?
This is it for Vera.
I wish you a wonderful future and much success in your work and happiness in your life. And if you decide to go to Brazil and if you want to visit my university, I will be very happy.
Let me tell you something. I've been there twice where she lives, Porto Alegre. The food is just unbelievable. The food is incredible.
Thank you. I don't like the bun.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
See you tomorrow,
Vera.
We're all take a look at the
rest. Bye.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, sounds good.
Can I easily find on YouTube that
Duncan Hunter? Oh, yeah. It's actually on my website,
too. Oh, it's on your website?
There's a link to it.
I think that could be helpful.
Yeah. Didn't we all watch it as a group?
Yeah.
You want to see it again?
No, I want to show it to my parents.
Oh, okay. Yeah. The selling point. The guy in that, actually the guy who filmed that, was the first student I took, and he's the one who did the dissertation award last year, Eric.
Yeah, maybe I'll reach out to him.
Any before.
Yeah.
Michelle's still a current student,
yeah.
So she'd be good.
See you tomorrow.
Yes. I want to ask you something.
Okay.
Too, so. Yes.
Would it be okay if I I don't know if there's like a point of kind of redoing this one.
Yeah,
like
you can,
already,
if you want to,
I don't know if, like,
yeah, if you,
I'll
if
like
you want to review the video and then
yeah.
resort it.
Okay.
And then submit it to me.
Submit it to
you?
Okay.
Yeah, you can do that.
Okay, cool. See
all
you. Right,
sure. All right,
yeah.
I'll see you.
Have a good holiday. Bye.
Okay,
bye.
You too.
I wonder if you want to join us for Thanksgiving. You and Victor.
Oh, yeah. You will be here in March. You want to
No, we'll be here. We'll be at our house. At our apartment.
Okay.
I mean, you don't have any place to go, and it's like one of the biggest holidays of the year in the United States. And it's like, it's an authentic American holiday. All the other holidays, everybody, you know, Christmas, Easter, everybody, all the countries celebrate those holidays, but Thanksgiving is uniquely American. We're the only,
yes.
I think we're the only country that has Thanksgiving.
Yes,
it's giving thanks.
I think so.
And so, you know, I want you to experience that.
Thank you. I will talk with Victor. Thanksgiving Day will be the birthday of Victor as well.
Oh, it's his birthday?
Yes.
So we'll have a birthday party too.
Yeah.
We'll get a cake.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's okay with him, but we would love to have you both.
Okay.
You know, and also as a way to say goodbye and everything and express our gratitude to you for coming, but you know, Thanksgiving is one of the biggest holidays of the year, and everybody gets around together around the table, and we just give thanks, and we have a big turkey. Is the big.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know that, but turkey is like what's served
yes,
at Thanksgiving.
Yes,
so
and it's very good, and I watch it many times
oh,
in movies.
Okay, all right. So you know
the importance of
yes.
this day and
yes, very
how
important
it
day.
Is celebrate for. In each family.
Yes. You know, and it's not really, it's not tied to one religion, but it has a religious overtone because, you know, it's giving thanks to God for
yes.
what we all have. So it's a holiday that anybody can celebrate from any religion, you know, so it's an important holiday.
Thank you very much for inviting
yeah,
us.
Yeah.
What time?
So, I'm actually, it's also a day when people do volunteer work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing some volunteer work in the morning for homeless people, but in the afternoon we'll have the big dinner. So if you came anytime, like I have to talk with Leah about it, like between 3 and 5 o'clock in the afternoon, something like that.
Okay.
And then we'll have it. It'd be like a dinner rather than lunch.
Okay.
So we'll have dinner.
Okay.
And Leah's parents will also.
Okay.
You haven't met them, right?
No, I didn't.
Okay, they live right. In the floor below us.
You told me that they lived at our
yeah.
building, but I didn't meet them.
So you meet them next week.
Okay, thank
okay.
you very much.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I asked Valita today whether I could invite you and just make sure it's okay. She said, yeah, sure. So we're happy to have both of you.
Yeah.
It's also a day when families invite people who don't have families to come and join.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you two don't have family here, so part of our family.
Okay, thank you very much. Very, very nice, very kind of you to invite us.
Yeah, no, it'll be fun. You are fun. So, all right, put that on your calendar.
Yes. Thanks.
All right. So I'll see you then tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Bye bye.
Okay. Bye bye.
I had some difficulty in some items because sometimes it was hard.
It's hard to hear.
To hear.
Yeah.
And to understand.
Right.
But during the discussion, I realized something. So it's a problem because the agreement.
Exactly.
Lower.
Yeah. But you know, we keep having these conversations, and hopefully, we'll boost the reliability.
If it was in Portuguese, I could be the gold standard.
Yeah, I know.
In English,
no, I know. All right, thanks.
Thanks.
All right, I'll see you.